everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight, since this is the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about what we are most thankful for. And I'd like to start off by saying I'm thankful for my family. We went over to my family is the most important thing if you don't know. And I know a lot of families are not friendly toward each other. And you shouldn't do that. I hope one or more of your family members just try to, you know, call them up. And that's what TV Jake said. Just call them up and talk to them, you know, whether they like it or not. Call it up and talk to them, because some people, when they're getting ready to die, everybody doesn't get that opportunity. You do know that. But some people, as they're lying, and 100%, it's always something that has to do with family. I wish I had spent more time with my family. Don't you be one of those. Don't you be one of those that some more about what are you?
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious seasoning, all-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Jenny White Show, and we're talking about what are you most thankful for? And when I, in speaking to others, some of them said, well, most of them said family, and that's a given. But a lot of them said things I never would have thought of. The opportunity to have an education. Here in America, we can do that. And your health and well-being that goes along with it. But one person said your favorite song. Is that a good thing? Your favorite song? Okay, well, you know, if it's okay with you, then it's okay with me. And then someone else said hot showers. Then, of course, probably a millennial, I don't know, said the internet. And then someone said having a job or income. And then this was one that really got me, the ability to dream. What do you think about that? The ability to dream. Is that something that you're thankful for? Because most of the time when I dream, I don't remember what I dreamed about. And then even if I do, you know, as the day goes on, I've forgotten it already. So the ability to dream, that's really interesting. And sunrises and sunsets, what about that? That's admiring God's work. Now, that's a good thing. And then someone else said eyesight, of course. You know, we love our being able to see. That's what we do. And to hear. And our five senses. And a roof over your head. I can say amen to that. And having a holiday. I like that too. This is, to me, is the best time of the year. The holidays, I mean, I think people are different towards each other. I think you see more people stopping and giving those that are standing on the corners with signs. I think more of them stop because they realize that it could be them, or they just stop because they want to be generous during this time of the year. Something about this time of the year. I'm glad God gave us this time of the year. I really am, because it's like, you know, the finale. You go through all of this, whatever it is you go through, during the year. You got to go to work. You got to pay your bills. You got to, if you got children, young children, you got to take care of your kids. If you have a husband, you got to take care of your husband. You got to do this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's a lot of times it's stressful, very stressful. And then comes this time of year. And it's just something about it. It has magic in the air. People feel friendlier towards each other. Now, I understand you have people that will never, ever, you know, be friendly, but you be friendly anyway. That's the way you handle that. And then someone else said pets and animals. Well, yeah, I have a pet. She's a lab. And, you know, I had a lab years ago, and he was jet black, and I called him Pepper. And my husband had brought him home in a brown paper bag. Someone gave him the dog at work. In a brown paper bag, and we had that dog for years. And when I had to put her down because she had gotten sick, you would have thought that was one of my children. Oh, I screamed and hollered, and you know. But now I draw the line, some people don't, but I draw the line with my dog getting in the bed with me. Now that's out. That's O-U-T. It's out. I don't want a dog on my bed. And she knows that. I mean, they all know it. I know people that
sleep with their dogs. I think that's crazy. I mean, but that's just me. That's just me. I'm not saying anything about what other people do. That's your business. I have nothing to do with that. If you want your dog in the bed with you, that's fine. But I don't want mine in the bed. Not with me. What else am I thankful for? I'm thankful that God sent Jesus for salvation. I'm very thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my podcast. This is the second year. I didn't do anything this year. It was in this month, November the 3rd, was my second year. I'm very excited about it. I have spoken to any number of interesting people, and we've had some interesting topics. Well, I try to make them all interesting. But, you know, you have some more so than others. But I love my podcast. And I'm just hoping that in 2019, it's going to get better and better and better. Or if I can, I'll say gooder and gooder. I know it's not a word. But anyway, so if you're out there and you would like to tell me what you're thankful for, just press the 1 on your phone key and, you know, let us know. Let us know what you're thankful for, because I think everyone has something. And one person said, when a stranger smiles at you. Some of these things I don't think about, but a lot of people are, you know, thankful for small things. It's the small things. It's the small things that a lot of times mean the most. So when I come back, tell me what you are most thankful for.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know, if you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Okay, we're back, and this is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And tonight we're talking about, what are you most thankful for? Hopefully, those of you that are listening did not have to spend a night alone. We're hoping that you didn't. But even if you did, if you belong to Christ, you weren't alone. He was right there with you. But I know it's hard sometimes when you don't get that human, you know, interaction. But you know what? it's all good, because in the end, that's all you have. So I'm going to continue, and somebody said surprises. They're thankful for surprises. That's a good one. If it's a good surprise, now sometimes you can get a surprise. And, you know, oh my gosh, okay, you know. So surprises, I guess, are good if it's something that you wanted. A home-cooked meal, that's kind of nice, especially if you didn't have to cook it. And hearing some good news. We always like to hear good news because we get so much bad news all the time. We don't want to go through that all the time. Some good news. We have to keep ourselves geeked up. And then somebody else said chocolate. And I do agree with that. Give me some chocolate any day. And the fact each day is a new chance to begin again. I like that. I like that. We get a fresh start every time we open our eyes on this side of the Jordan River. Oh, and someone said a freedom to vote. That's a good one. How many of us use our freedoms to vote? If you don't vote, you need to press the 1 on your keypad. Tell me and my listeners why you choose not to exercise the right that other people have marched and died for in order for you to be able to vote. And it is a freedom, and we need to exercise it. Had we voted in 2016, we wouldn't have the mess that we're in now. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And then someone said modern medicine. Okay, I agree with that, because now we have robots doing surgeries and things. So they do it better, and you get a better result. And then somebody said cups of tea. Cups of tea. Well, you know, my daughter-in-law introduced me to David's Tea. They had gone over to Canada, and she brought me some tea. And it has, you know, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's not ground up. It's not in a bag. It's tea. It has dried things in it. You know, it has dried flowers and just different things for different kinds of, well, I won't say maladies, but, you know, sometimes if you have a headache, then they have something for that. If you have a cold, they have a tea for that. And it's just, I love it. But what you have to do is, the way I do it, is I put my strainer over the top of my cup, and then I pour the tea in the strainer so that when the water comes through my Keurig, it can, you know, go through the little particles and things. I know I'm not explaining that very well, but it's David's Tea, if any of you are interested. And I love it. Someone else said they are thankful for cuddles and fresh countryside walks, cameras to capture amazing memories. Who would have thought that? That's really interesting. Yes, cameras to capture amazing memories. And then somebody said hitting the snooze button on your alarm. I don't know what that means. How many times do you hit it? When you find something you thought you had lost. Yeah, I like that one. The ability to travel the world. I like that one. If I got money. Yeah, I like that one. Then somebody else said date nights. All right. All right. So if you have a special something that you're thankful for, and I know you have, because you've called in, and you're alive, I know you really have something to be thankful for. Don't be shy. Just press the button and let us all know. Your favorite movie, TV show, or a book? Oh, and this is a good one, winning a game. I was, last night we were at my son's house, and everybody was doing something. And my husband and I were playing gin rummy. And I won. Ha, 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 ha. And that's something that I don't do. I think that's the first time that I've ever beat him, because he always gets me. But this time I got him. So I'm very proud of myself because I beat my husband. And I was not a football widow last night because my husband and I were together and he was not watching a game. So I like that. And somebody else said, dancing. Are you kidding me? Wow. Somebody likes to dance. And then fresh running water. Fresh running water. What comes to your mind? Flint, Michigan. So if we have fresh running water, we should be oh so thankful. Oh so thankful, because I cannot begin to believe what those people have gone through, and especially with the children, with the children. Oh, my gosh, some of those kids will never, ever be normal again because of that lead poisoning. I mean, that was horrific. That was horrific the way they knew. They knew what was wrong. That's why they switched the water. You know, sometimes we do things, but let me tell you something. You can do something to hurt somebody else, but the book that I read says you don't reap what you sow. And you have to be very careful about what you're putting out there. Because this, all it's going to do is come back to you. But when it comes back, it's doubled or tripled or whatever. And if you do something good, then when it comes back, you get double or triple or whatever. If you do something bad, you get double, triple, whatever. So we have to be cognizant all the time about what we're doing. Are we hurting other people? If we hurt them intentionally and you know you hurt them, then you can go back and apologize. You can go back and apologize. You know, you don't want to harbor bad feelings about people, because one thing for sure, whoever hurt you has gone on about their business, and you still back on square one, because when I don't like them because they did this to me and they did that, whatever, get over it and keep it moving. So I'm going to take a break right here, and if you have something that you'd like to tell me that you're thankful for, just press the one. It's all good. It's all good. We're family here. So I'm going to go to break.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Do you know a youth in need of a place to live? Have you always wanted to make a difference in the city of Detroit, but not known how? The answer to both of these questions is Covenant House, Michigan. Covenant House is a youth homeless shelter serving 18 to 24-year-olds in the city of Detroit with education, resources, job preparation, and so much more. If you'd like to learn more about these programs, please call 313-463-2000. 800-273-2000 or look us up on the web at www.covenanthousemi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we're talking about things that we're most thankful for. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I know somebody out there listening can relate to that. Living pain-free. That's a good thing. Uncontrollable laughter. Love it. Love it. Love it. And I don't know if you guys know, but that's in the Bible. It said laughter is good medicine. And when you laugh, it releases some kind of things in your body. I'm just going to say things in your body that, you know, heals your body. So that's what we should always be doing, trying to find something to laugh about. So I have a caller right now who wants to talk to us about what they're thankful for. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. And how are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Did you enjoy your turkey? Fine. Did you enjoy your turkey?
Man, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the cranberry sauce. I enjoyed the
cranberry. You know, I was thinking about it. Yeah, it's just beautiful. In spite of a lot of the things that we have heard, I was just thinking about, I was telling the person today, what when I was coming up, what Thanksgiving was like. My mother, we lived near the Eastern Market, and so what we would do, you know, you hear about the turkey scare now. Now the bugs have gotten the turkey. But I remember my mother would go down to the Eastern Market to buy a turkey, a live one, and she'd pick it out.
Yes, I remember that.
And so then when she would bring it home, you know, the day before, he'd be tied, the turkey would be tied up and alive. And so she would prepare the turkey. She would prepare the turkey. We watched as she prepared it. She would get a big, huge tin tub of hot water and put it on the stove and let the water boil till it was like scalding hot, okay? When you take it, she would put it in the yard. Then what she would do is she would take the turkey. She put a stick down on the ground. Then she put his neck down on it and put another stick on top of the turkey's neck and pull and pop his neck. And we'd be all sitting around waiting. Oh, yeah, waiting and waiting and waiting. And his feathers were just like, huh?
You repeat that? How did she do that?
Yeah, she put a stick down on the ground. Then she put the turkey's neck on top of the stick. Then put another stick on top of the turkey and pull and pop his neck. Then the turkey would be running around the yard. We just, oh, we're going to have a turkey. And the turkey would be running around in the yard, running and running and stuff. And then when he stopped and he was dead, she would pick the turkey up, and she would stick him in all this hot water. His feathers would shoot out, and she would let him be in this hot water. Then we would start pulling the feathers off the turkey. And she had, you know, my mother would cook dinner. She made, you know, she had to clean him out and do everything, you know, to a fresh turkey. And I'm just telling this because now we got a turkey scare. I think there's something. But anyway, we pull all the...
Was this in the South?
Beg your pardon?
Was this in the South?
No, this was in Detroit, Michigan. Right there near the... We didn't have all that, you know, before we really started going to the supermarkets and things. You go down there and get a fresh turkey. And then, you know, and then we didn't have
fresh turkey, but I thought they killed it for you.
Uh-uh, we killed that thing.
I was never alive, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he was alive. And we were so crazy. We had to pull the feathers, and we pull all the feathers off and just, look at this feather, look at this one, you know. And then, you know, she would cut it up, you know, and, you know, clean them out and stuff and set the innards aside and things like that. And here we had this big, huge turkey on the table. And it was some good eating. But one thing about it, she made her dressing and her, all the trimmings of macaroni and cheese and the greens and the smoked neck bones and, you know, and all the cranberry sauce. I mean, we had a real Thanksgiving dinner, what we would call. Then she'd make her cakes and her pies and things. And then when we got ready to sit down and eat, she couldn't eat it. She couldn't
Why?
Eat it. She could, because they say usually when you
what?
Cook something, when you cook something like that, you've cooked it. Especially, she said she couldn't eat the turkey for about 2 or 3 days. She couldn't eat it.
Wow.
Until, you know, and then, but then in that time, the seasoning had just settled into all the meat and stuff. But she said she couldn't eat it at all. But that's what, to me, that was, when I was comparing, I was thinking about what it was then. You weren't worried about if the turkey was full of salmonella and all of that. You weren't worried about all that, you know.
Right.
Now all the stuff is coming out. You say, what is the deal, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that. And I said, well, Lord, one thing we know, we can do that. We can go back to that and get our own turkey. And take care of business, you know.
Yeah.
It was. It really was. We, you know, people used to have gardens where they would pull the greens out the garden and, you know, get a little piece of salt pork and season the greens and stuff. But, you know, I was thinking about the,
well,
how
still does
it was.
That, so.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful to think of it. And so I said, we have as African Americans, sometimes you wonder, what do we really have in this country to be thankful for? Knowing how we got here, knowing what we have endured here, knowing what we still have to endure here. It looks like every time we hear something on the news, there's always something negative, like this thing about the birthright. He wants to take, you know, that's the thing that made all black the slaves citizens. I think it's the 14th Amendment. I'm not sure. But he, you know, that sign was signed in, and he wants to do away with that and do away with this and do away with that and just make it harder for people who are already struggling and stuff. And you think, I said, Lord, what do we have to really be thankful for? One thing I can say, and I'm not trying to be religious in no way, shape, or form, because this is more than just religion. I'm thankful that I know, I've learned about the Lord, the God of the Bible. And the one thing about the Bible, it gives you hope in the midst of all the mess that we have faced. It gives you some ray of hope. I was reading recently in the Bible in Jeremiah, around 38 and 39, about this eunuch who was, Abimelech. And he was a eunuch, a black man, Ethiopian eunuch. And he had, you know, they were giving the prophet Jeremiah a hard time over Babylon. Jeremiah kept telling him, listen, we're going to lose this country. The king of Babylon is going to come in here and do away with us. But then God even gave the people hope. He said, you go out there to him, he won't destroy the city. If you go out there to him and not fight, you'll live and all of this. I'll make your enemies good to you, you know, and all that. But they wouldn't listen. They kept getting Jeremiah in trouble. This time they took Jeremiah, the prophet, and threw him down into a pit. There was no water in the pit, but it sounded like it might have some type of quicksand or something in it. And so what Abimelech, he was scared for his own life. He knew they're going to do it to them. What they going to do to me? And I'm a slave. I'm a, you know, I'm nothing. I'm a black person with no power at all, you know, no status at all. So what he did was he went and told the king about it. And the king said, well, go try some rags together and get a couple of men and pull Jeremiah out of this hole, which he did. And in the 39th chapter, I believe, I was reading how the Lord had told Jeremiah, he said, you go tell Abimelech that I know that you're frightened. I know that you're scared. You see all this army around you. I know your status. I know everything about you. But I'm not going to let nothing happen to you. I'm going to give you your life for a prey. Because of what he had done for Jeremiah. And so no matter where we are, when you look at the African-American community, no matter where we are, the scriptures give you hope. He is the God of hope, no matter how bad it looks. And I'm not trying to be religious, trying to sell. What I have found out
is
that he is the God of hope. He gives you hope. You can't live long without hope. You can't.
Oh,
all the pressures that's on our system, all the pressures that we are. And I thank him that I have learned about the God of hope. He gives you hope. In the midst of all the things we have faced, there is still hope. There's still a loophole there. They might have a loophole, but he's got one too that will surpass even the loophole that they have. And I praise God for that. I do. Not trying to be religious. Not because I was thinking of, well, I was worried about.
That's okay. That's okay.
Huh? I was worried about my apartment. I didn't pass the inspection. So I had to go. I've got to get the roads clean. I got to do this. Then it's Easter. I mean, it's Thanksgiving. I got to run and do this. I had to make this. I was just going through. And this one lady volunteered here to wash my refrigerator and stove out. Yeah, I didn't think it needed that. But that's okay then. I was going to pay her. When I got back home, I had to go take care of some business, take care of my mother today, give her her bath, take care of her needs, and she's 88, and get her ready, and then run over here and do this, and run over here and go see about my grandchildren. And I said, boy, well, at least the stove and refrigerator will be clean. I just got to get somebody to clean the carpet and all this. When I got here, woman had cleaned my entire house.
Are you
vacuum,
serious?
Everything. Everything. I said, Lord, every day he gives you some help, some hope. And I can't do nothing but be thankful for that. And that's not being religious. That's being thankful.
Oh, wow.
Thankful
to
God
about.
Of hope. And I said, well, she said, well, I just did it for you because you're such a nice person. I said, where'd you get that from? You know. But I got here. Knowing I have to do this and vacuum the floor, it looks beautiful, scoured out the tub, the bathroom, everything. And I just said, you know, and I wasn't going to pay her that much, you know. But I said, Lord, thank you. A new mercy I see.
Yeah.
And I'm able to get come here and rest and take a deep breath. And I thank God for that.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, that's one thing I am thankful for. He's the God of hope. When you feel overwhelmed, I know my daughter, she works at the hospital. She said, Mama, more and more we're seeing black young men coming in here who have tried to commit suicide. They don't have any hope. They feel lost.
Hope.
There's no nothing, you know, but there is something. When you grasp hold of just that word, you know, not trying to make them religious and until they run you nuts with it, no. But when you grasp hold of that trust in the Lord, you know, he told one thing. God told Jeremiah to do. He said, go talk to that Abimelech and tell him I'm doing this because you have trusted me. And I'm, you know, now you have shown you have trusted me by helping out my prophet. So I'm going to give you your life for a prey. And that means so much. That means so much. Just something that small. I'm not going to let what you are afraid of come upon you. Out of all of them, he said, but the rest of these people, they're going on, out of here. And he meant what he said. And so I'm thankful for that. I really am.
If you read the 91st Psalm, that's the, you know, one of protection.
It is. That's true.
That
and keep from telling us. Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And so that's what I wanted to say. As African Americans, you feel like, what do you have here? Why do you have? Is there any hope at all? Yes, there is. There is a loophole that he has, I believe, just for us because of what the slaves did. And, you know, to build this country has touched not only the nation of Israel as a building block, has been a friend to Israel, but this entire world. And this entire world has been feeding on this country. Even in our weak condition, the slaves made all this possible because they made the foundation of it. And I do believe he has something for us in a very special way during these last days. We're going to see it. Every single African-American is going to experience it. I believe he can experience it even now. And so that's what I'm thankful for, the hope that the word gives you. Thanks so much for letting me rattle on.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you.
You know, you brought out some good points, and that is something that we should be mindful of.
It is. You have to focus your mind on that.
But it's kind of hard to set in your mind when you have.
It is. When you see all this negative coming at you. That's true. That is true.
You have all these policemen that have, you know, killed our people just because.
Yes,
I mean,
and it still
kids,
has.
Even kids. You know,
it is,
I mean,
true.
All of a sudden our skin is, you know, a different color. And tell you the truth, I have never thought about being white. Never, ever, ever. And I know they think they have white privilege. And I think
that's
a lot of us
for,
do, too. I think they have white privilege too, you know.
That is true.
Yeah. It's not so. It's not so. So you know, everybody is in the eyes of Christ. Everyone is equal, and that's a good thing. But you're right about
we're all in the same playing field, even playing field. Yeah.
All of that.
It is, but that's what I'm thankful for.
And
it gives you hope
sometimes. Sometimes when I'm reading, I say, thank you, God, for the hope that you give me. Just
it gives you hope.
Word.
You can't live without
yeah.
it. And he's a God who keeps his word. Thanks so much for letting me share today.
And you're so welcome. And thank you for your comments. So if anyone else out there would like to make a comment or ask a question, they can do so by pressing the 1. And right now we're going to take a small break.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones & Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have serviced the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. Please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, so we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And we're talking about what we're most thankful for. And I really appreciated the last caller who came was talking about you have to have hope. And that's the truth, because if you don't have hope, a lot of people don't. And they do not only try, but some succeed in suicide. So we don't want that to happen. And we're going to go on, and I was telling you what some people were saying about what they were thankful for. And somebody wrote for waking up every morning. Okay, that's a great one. And then someone else said for access to medication. Okay, that's a good thing if it helps you. And some say having some time to yourself. That's always good. And then somebody else said the fact that there is no one else like you in the world. What do you think about that? I don't think I would want anybody else like me in the world. And you know we're all different. I mean, we might do some of the things the same, but we're all different because God gave each and every one of us, every person in the world has a different set of fingerprints. And I think that's really amazing. But God is amazing. And then somebody said, learning from your mistakes. Okay. Now, if you learn, that's a blessing. But a lot of people have to keep going around that mountain, and you will never, ever go to first grade if you don't pass kindergarten. So we have to remember that. And the progression of human rights. But some people are trying to stop that. The seasons changing, being able to see colors. Great coworkers, okay. Puppies, equality and diversity, traditions, nice neighbors, the honesty of a child. That's a good one. Having deep conversations until the early morning. All right now. Forgiveness, teamwork. Then somebody said they were happy about spell checkers. So you won't have to send anything out there that's not spelled correctly. Finding music that moves you, jumping into a swimming pool in the summer, comfortable clothes, your five senses, we were talking about that earlier. Finding people who bring out the best in you. Now that's what you need. You need people to compliment you and encourage you. to do whatever you're doing. That always goes a long way. Encouragement never hurts anybody. Being able to experience your emotions, your senses, being able to drive. That's a good one because some people can't. And they have to wait on others to take them everywhere they want to go. And we went over technology. Fresh bed sheets. These are not mine. These are what other people are saying. Long drives, transportation, old photographs. Yeah, that's kind of neat. Meeting up with old friends. And then somebody put down snow days. Now, I would have been thankful for that if I was still working, but I am not. But I still like snow days, though, especially if I don't have to go anywhere. A nice bubble bath. Not having to set an alarm. I like that. Sunday mornings. Bad days that make you appreciate the good ones. The ability to help others. Sincere apologies, open-minded people, strength, the generosity of others, respect. It's really interesting what people are most thankful for. So somebody likes the change of the season. I know I do too. I do. I like that as well. And then someone said electricity. Well, we all like that. Advances in cancer treatment. Yes. Good hair days. I think all women like good hair days. Then somebody said coffee. Then another person said sleep. And then nature, your imagination, good night kisses. Okay. There are any number of things that we can be thankful for. And we really should be thankful. We should be thankful that we're living, and hopefully we're living pain-free. But if we're not, you know, be thankful for the medication. And have gratitude. If someone does something for you, be gracious and say thank you. If you be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having a lot more. Okay. So, someone said that they're thankful for full things in life. Just being able to walk, to eat, to see, to hear. We may hate the traffic every single day, but guess what? We still make it to our destination safe and sound. So that's something to be thankful for. And I was complaining about having to go to drive on 3 expressways before I got to my destination, and a doctor told me, enjoy the journey. And when he said that, that changed my whole life. Because I stopped complaining and I started enjoying the ride. Because there was nothing I can do if the traffic is backed up or if there's an accident. There is nothing that I can do. So I called a friend named Lucy on the phone and early in the morning. And we were just, while I was sitting there waiting for the traffic to clear, we just sit there and laugh and talk. I thought that was a good thing. So that's about it for this show of being thankful. If anyone has something that they want to say before we go, the one, and you'll be on. Other than that, we're going to wind up the show, and it went rather quickly. It went rather quickly. So I'm going to go to commercial and come back.
Magnify His name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify His name.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show, and we're talking about what we were most thankful for. And I think that all of us listening have something to be thankful for, and we should always give the glory to God for whatever we have, little or much. We should always give God glory. And I have someone else that wants to say they're thankful right now. Okay, caller, you're on. You want to tell us what you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for you and your show. I'm thankful to God, my family. And I'm thinking that the world is going to get better along the way as long as everyone else becomes thankful for what they do have rather than what they don't have.
Right. Well, that's
and other
great.
Than that, I'm considering myself blessed.
You. You are blessed. And I'm blessed because you had a comment to make.
I couldn't let us be thankful go by without saying thank you to you.
Oh, you're so special. You're really special. I love you.
Yes, and I love you.
I am so glad you told us what you were thankful for. And I would like to say that if there's anyone else, this is your time to say that you're thankful. And we have about 2 minutes left. Caller, did you want to say something that you were thankful for? Well, I guess not. Anyway, as I always say, I thank those of you that called in and had a comment to make, those of you that called in and didn't have a comment to make, I appreciate you as well. And you know what I always say to you, if you don't want to go for the ride, don't get in the car. Have a fantastic weekend and be safe out there. And just know that God loves you. And I'd like to say good night.